Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. Marty, we were talking before the last break about this whole issue of the North American Union and Robert Pastor's rather ominous comments recently reported in WorldNet Daily and elsewhere to the effect that much as Cheney had said this in an earlier time frame with a project for a new American century, and the need for a Pearl Harbor-type incident to justify that agenda. Now, Pastor is suggesting the same sort of thing, apparently, that we might need a so-called 9/11 event in order to bring the North American Union into complete fruition. What do you make of this, and what kinds of things are you writing about this?
Under the guise of God giving a message to his heart, comes out and says that he's, you know, that God has told him that there's going to be a terrible attack, you know, in the next 3 months or something on American soil, and millions of people are going to die. This tells me that he's been talking to the White House and there's something in the works.
In other words, you think that the White House and elements connected to the White House that we've already mentioned on this show, that they have actually contacted Robertson and have said, hey, it's time for the next direct vision from God to set people up for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody that could listen to Pat Robertson for a minute and think that this man has any connection to speaking with God is got to be insane. Here's a man that is a billionaire, owns 49% of the Bank of Scotland, lives in a $3 million compound, but he's always raising money for these poor people somewhere else. The poor people he's raising money for is him and his family. This guy is such a charlatan, and he is such a political hack in the sense that he just absolutely, just for the attention, just will do anything. And I saw this the first time, and I knew it when Judge Rehnquist was in the hospital and they knew he was dying. I happened to be channel surfing for news one day, and here's Pat Robertson on there standing there with his eyes all scrunched up and praying to God. He didn't mention Rehnquist by name, but that there would God would create an opening on the Supreme Court so that, you know, another God-fearing Republican could get in there. And I thought, oh, Rehnquist must be on his deathbed. Well, sure enough, he died 4 days later. This was information that was handed to Robertson, who he turned into a tool. But going back to Robert Pastor, this man, I think, bears watching very closely because he is another one of these people who comes out and drops little things. We are constantly being subjected to little desensitizing statements, and little things put out there to put an idea in your head to accustomize you to thinking a certain way, and he's one of these people who does this. So when I hear him saying things like, we need another 911-type crisis to make people accept this unification of the North American Union, and I hear Pat Robertson coming out and say, God said, you know, it's going to happen, we're going to have an attack, I know something is in the works. And you go back, look at Operation Northwoods from the 80s, where they were planning, our own military was planning attacks. I went through Freedom of Information and got tons on that. They were planning attacks on airliners, on different cities of the United States, supposedly just to see how we'd react.
And also, I guess, to set up the pretext to attack Cuba, as near as I understand it.
Well, yeah, they wanted to take Cuba. And I try to tell people these things, and, you know, where you can find this information. Commercial?
Yes, you're learning. You hear the music. It's time for a break. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back for a longer segment with Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette in Minnesota when we return. Stay tuned.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. And, Marty, we're now back and hopefully for a more extended period of conversation again. Where exactly were we?
Well, we were talking about Pat Robertson and Robert Casper and this desensitizing. You know, when I talk with people too, and I may get on the internet looking for one thing and end up going someplace else entirely. When I got into looking into this Operation Northwoods thing, I come across something called Operation Cable Splicer, which is the plan to control civilian populations and take over state and local governments. And then there was Granite Power and Granite Shadow, the continuation of government called COG, which has been converted now to control of government. I look at FEMA. I always thought FEMA, in my ignorance, was, you know, there to respond in the case of a national emergency. You know, they were to take care of people. That's not what FEMA is about at all. FEMA is about, up until we just passed this Warner Defense Authorization that gave the president the power, FEMA was the most powerful agency in the government, and it was the one who could declare national emergency and establish a police state. They could suspend the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and establish martial law. Well, they have taken that away from them now in the aftermath of Katrina, and what a disaster that was. They were virtually exposed there for the sham that they were. People's illusions about FEMA fell away quickly. Given this power to the president, so now the president can do this. But I look at all of these covert activity, and it's almost comical. It's like grown men playing cowboys and Indians. Only, you know, there aren't any fake arrows in this one. They're shooting us down. All of these plans are these covert operations, these contingency plans. Everything in the back, the laws being written, are all to take away our Constitution and Bill of Rights. You heard people like Alberto Gonzalez refer to our Bill of Rights and Constitution as archaic documents. And Rumsfeld repeatedly said they were irrelevant. In the great UN gun debate, this Rebecca Peters says that our Constitution and Bill of Rights are irrelevant in light of globalization and global peace. And like I say, I can't stress enough to people that you are being psychologically conditioned to accept this as true, and so that when it does come about, there will be little, if any, resistance to it. When they finally stand up and say, well, you know, in the state of the world today, you know, these documents just don't apply, and if we're going to get along, we have to do this, we have to do that. And I got to talking to people I knew that had kids in high school, because I can remember being drilled in high school. Of course, I'm 57 years old, so I come from a whole different generation, being drilled on the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I have friends who have high school students. And so I was talking to them, and I said, in your classes at school, civics, social studies, whatever you're having, how much time have you spent on the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? And they both just looked at me. And I said, you know what the Constitution, well, yeah, but those aren't, you know, those are old documents. And I tell you, the rage that came up in me was just terrible. And I said, they may be old documents, but they are the defining documents for our country. It's what our country was founded on. The one girl told me, she's 15, she said, no, my teacher said we have to look toward global citizenship. And we have to think of ourselves more in that light, because you know, the idea of a sovereign nation, that's passing with globalization. I honestly became so upset, I called the high school and talked to the principal, and I said, why are you not teaching the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? He hung up on me. So I called a few high schools in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and I said, I'm finding, you know, that this isn't being taught, that we aren't being schooled in our founding documents. And, you know, what's your position? What's your school's position on this? Well, that really, what, did I have a student there? Well, no, I don't, but I'm just wondering about this. You know, what's your position? They hang up on me. And I'm finding out that this is across the board, basically, what's happening. They're conditioning the kids in school to accept this globalized citizenship. And if you're going to be a good global citizen, so they're already bringing up a new generation of kids who have no idea of what are the premises our country was founded on. What does Bill of Rights and Constitution actually means to us as a nation? So they're training them to accept this new world order, this new region of the Americas, this new, you know, all of this, and to not put up a fight. They're already being conditioned. And it just infuriates me. So I started giving classes free here in my home to students who wanted to attend on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, going over the Constitution, going over the Bill of Rights. And I have about 6 kids that attend once a week. And they said, well, I never heard this in school. How come they never told me this in school? Because they don't want you to know.
And you know, I need to put you in touch with John Eidsmo. He's a Lutheran pastor, and he's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve, and he's also a lawyer, and he hails from somewhere outside of Montgomery, Alabama, and he was on this show not too long ago. I've known of John for quite a number of years, but I, I, uh, I can highly recommend his series, which you can get on DVD now. I have it in the older VHS format, but it's entitled Institute on the Constitution. And it's designed to help people who are doing the very thing that you're doing with these kids, and that is going back to the founding documents of America, discussing the content, the implications, the historical context, and how these things have direct applicability to what's going on now. And, you know, I can't emphasize strongly enough how tremendous it is that I think you're doing this, because ultimately, if we start using, and I think John Eitzmo would just be thrilled if he happens to be listening to this broadcast. I'm sure he's jumping up and down with joy and glee to hear that there's, again, somebody else out there who has discovered these truths, again, and is trying to impart them to an entirely new generation, because the fact of the matter is, this gets at the heart of what is wrong with the policies of this country in regard to undeclared foreign wars, in regard to the Federal Reserve Board, in regard to this whole business of a North American Union, which quite clearly is designed, along with NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and the Free Trade Agreement for the Americas and all these other things, designed to destroy the United States as a sovereign nation and to bring it into a full-blown world government. Now, the irony is to me that at the same time that all of this is going on, and it becomes abundantly clear that the current president of the United States is a key player in quietly supporting all of this, that when we get into a situation like the one that we're in Iraq, so many people growing up in an age of deficient state-controlled education, controlled corporate media, a certain kind of deadened passivity due to past or present involvement with drugs and saturating their minds with electronic games all the time and so forth and so on, fail to see the conflict and the bitter irony in the fact that an operation like the one that we're presently in Iraq is being enshrouded in the American flag at the same time that these forces are trying to bring us into a North American Union and a new world order. I mean, the irony on this is absolutely staggering, and yet is probably not perceived by one citizen in 100, either in Minnesota or elsewhere, because of the extent to which a very carefully crafted program of mind control has been going on, and I think our churches are involved in this too.
I do too. Another thing that infuriates me, I'll tell you, and I do have a temper, Mark, I'll be the first to admit it.
Oh, I don't, but I know
I do. Well,
No, my listeners laugh, the ones who know me, because like any other person imbued with the biblical doctrine of original sin, I have a temper like anybody else, but go ahead.
But I absolutely just go ballistic. I wrote an article here a while back about how we have turned into a nation of cowards and how people will say things like, well, I don't care if they go through my business because I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, if you don't have anything to hide, why would you care if they went through? This is conditioned thinking. And I always say, look at your Constitution, look at your Bill of Rights. You have the right to be let alone by the government. And, well, yeah, but if you're not doing anything wrong and these terrorists, the terrorists are in Washington. That's who you have to be afraid of. I'm not afraid of somebody coming over here blowing something. And maybe I'm a fool, but I'm just not. I'm more afraid of what these people in Washington are going to do to us. That's who I'm afraid of. And when I hear people say things like, well, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, that's like the lie detector test. You know, at the police department, well, if you don't have anything to hide, you'll take the test. Well, it's precisely if I didn't have anything to hide that I wouldn't take it. I just don't know what gets into people's minds. I don't. Where is their passion and where is their devotion, their patriotism? Well, you have to support the president. No, I don't. The Constitution says if I disagree with this man, I not only have the right but the duty to dissent. And this man isn't about the United States.
That's right. He's about a new world order. He's about a domestic surveillance police state that is being developed in the United States. He's about a North American Union, and he's about a preemptive war in the Middle East, largely for Israeli and oil interests. that is about to envelop the entire world, in my judgment. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. And we have a caller, Ted in Georgia. You're on the line for Marty Oakley. Go ahead, Ted. You there, Ted?
You seem to disagree, you and your guest, accept the fact that you disagree. Am I on the air?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You seem to accept the idea that you disagree on abortion and certain things, perhaps some other things other than abortion. And so you've suspended judgment on those things that you disagree on. This is very interesting, and it could have wide implications politically if it's implemented in the right way. And that's what I want to question. How can this best be implemented in such a way as to make both of you and myself more effective on the issues that we agree on?
Marty, go ahead.
Well, when I set up this group off the St. Cloud chat line that I talked about, we began culling people that were, who thought they were staunch Republicans, staunch conservatives, people from every possible political spectrum. What we found was that when we sat down and talked, first and foremost, we liked each other. We weren't the enemy after all. The second thing, that once we ridded ourselves of these knee-jerk issues and got down to talking about actual legislation, laws, what this government is doing, what they're trying to do to our country, we were virtually all in agreement. The idea is when you approach people, when you talk to people, is to get across to them, we're all in this together. So whatever affects me is going to affect you. It may not be today, but it's going to get around to you. So we have to work together. And one of the things that both major parties want us to believe is that there is this invisible imaginary line drawn through the country, that on the one side are flaming liberals and on the other side are crazy conservatives. And they have to keep us fighting amongst each other, keep us diverted over nonsense, what amounts to nonsense, because it's things they have no intentions of doing anything about. But so that we're diverted with that while they pass these kinds of legislation. My suggestion is to arm yourself with actual, print it off, go through it, read it, so that you can talk about it and keep it from becoming a political party line issue. Talk about it as a patriot, as an American. This is what they're doing to us. And vote however you will. But, you know, don't go to the RNC webpage. Don't go to the DNC webpage. Actually look at the legislation. And it'll tell you who voted for it, who amended it, who did what to it. And you'll see that it's all the same bunch. It's all the same bunch. There is no two parties that are running Washington. It's all the same group of people.
Could I say something?
Sure.
What about the idea? This is just, I'm just tossing this out as a for a comment. And that is, what about the idea of having a political party in which a third party, in which there's a mutual agreement, just as you two have, to suspend judgment on the particular issues that you're talking about that you disagree on, particularly abortion. Abortion is a very important issue to me, and I'm in agreement probably with Mark Dankoff on that. And in disagreement with his guest, Ms. Oakley.
I have no problem with that.
Yes, and if we could have a third party where we agreed to disagree and to suspend judgment on those issues that we definitely disagree on, and go ahead and cooperate on the other issues that we agree on, then we could be much more effective together than we could be apart.
Exactly, but this is exactly why this same government will never allow the formation of that kind of party. If you look at parties like the Libertarians, the Constitutionalists, the Green Party, so on, they're very quickly subverted. They're derailed there because these issues are very quickly introduced because it separates people. If you could set up something on a third-party basis where you said, these are the issues we are addressing, and these other issues that cause so much division, you'll have to deal with somewhere else. It's philosophically, you would think it could happen, but it won't. Too many people are, this is just ingrained in them. They think this is what everything is all about. You get other people like those in my group who we have decided to agree to disagree. Everybody has their own moral axis from which they pivot. And that's a wonderful thought. That's just absolutely a wonderful thought. But quite honestly, in reality, it's unlikely.
Well, I'm wondering how else it could be, this basic idea of agreeing to disagree and agreeing to agree could be implemented. Are there other ways it could be implemented? For example, on particular issues?
Well, that's what I try to do.
We will be back with that thought and with Marty's response when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KUBAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. And before the break, Ted in Georgia was talking about a series of things related to how there might be a coalescence of people who agree on certain populist and nationalistic themes, and how that political coalescence might actually translate at some point, or should translate at some point, into more effective political action against the forces that we've been talking about on this show in recent days and recent weeks. I'm reminded of something that James Brooks said yesterday. He was my guest on this show, and of course he represented the so-called Vermonters for a Just Peace in Palestine and Israel. And Mr. Brooks was talking about the fact that in the Middle East, Israel has had a field day identifying fault lines in the various societies in the Middle East that it has wished to divide and to infiltrate for its own purposes, and that those fault lines, when identified, have worked very well toward the implementation of the Zionist agenda in the Middle East. Seems to me that we're dealing with the same types of issues in the United States in regard to the fact that the forces of the New World Order have identified certain fault lines, and that they have exploited those fault lines very well in terms of creating artificial divisions between people and groups and exacerbating tensions between certain groups that in a more charitable environment would recognize that they have a common enemy that is taking over their economic and political and constitutional rights in this country. Marty, in regard to what Ted was saying just before the break, how do you think we begin to translate some of our dawning awareness on these things into a concrete plan of political activism, if that's possible, that can eventually show up in terms of serious inroads being made in what has been the New World Order's power base up to this point?
Well, the thing I think is most important is basically for people, you make a mention on your website of and in your letter that I published in the PPJ, to stay away from national media, avoid it like the plague.
With one qualification, I think we ought to take a look at it just to contrast it with the right sources so that people can gain some insight in regard to just how controlled this stuff is. But that would be
true.
My one caveat on that. But go ahead.
True. The thing is to educate yourself. Once you see what's actually going on there, you're going to start looking for other people who might be interested in this information. I can't tell you the number of people I have who had labeled me a flaming liberal, but said, well, how can you support this? You know, that's a conservative issue. No, it's an American issue. These laws are not conservative. They're not liberal. They're not Democrat. They're not Republican. And if we could get people away from that kind of thinking and focus on what is actually happening and who is doing it, we might have a chance to pull people together. Your radio broadcast, my little contribution of the PPJ, the Idaho Observer, News with Views, other sites like that that you can go to where there's actual real information there and resourcing and documentation so that it isn't just someone saying this. You can actually go and find this information for yourself. The one thing our government does not want is an educated populace. You see this at work in our schools. They're dumbing down these kids. They're not ready for advanced education. You see it in the national media in this watered-down version of what's going on, when in fact what is really going on is horrendous. And so educating yourself and you have to take some responsibility, some personal responsibility somewhere along the line. You cannot just keep following and going, well, if the president said so, I don't care what he said. And somewhere you have to be personally responsible. And when enough people do that, when enough people actually get out there and check these resources and documents and see what actually is being done and what the long-term effects are, there would be a complete turnaround in this country, but we have been trained for generations to be apathetic, to be lazy, to let the government handle it. Well, they know what's best. And the people I still encounter today who have this mindset, just it frightens me. You know, how can these things be going on? And you have this attitude of, well, they're just trying to protect us from the terrorists. They are the terrorists. You know, they're not trying to protect you from anything. When our own government refers to us as human capital, we're not even people anymore. We're an investment. We're a commodity to be traded. Doesn't that send up a flag? Didn't the bell go off in your head that something is wrong here? I just don't get it.
Well, I don't get it either, and I am consistently amazed, again, when I talk to well-meaning people who largely evaluate the American political scene to the extent that they even think about it, along these Republican-Democratic lines that are brought to us by Fox News and the Weekly Standard and the Washington Post and so forth and so on. They clearly don't get it, and it seems to me that before we can even begin to talk about building a political coalition that might do something about some of this at the ballot box, and I think that perhaps is a millennialist idea. I don't know, because when you start talking about ballot access laws, the lack of money, the lack of access to widespread mainstream media on the part of anti-New World Order political candidates. It's clearly a very tall order. And yet I would say, Marty, that you clearly have identified what I think John Eidsvoll has identified and others, and that is that the starting point has to be a return to the basic foundational sources that govern the creation of this country. And it also involves, as you've outlined it for us today, the beginning of the development of a network of reputable alternative sources of information across the ideological spectrum, where we're swapping data and swapping analysis and entertaining new ideas and trying to expose what's happening in corporate media and in the corporatist New World Order American government in a fashion that begins to educate more and more people to the fact that something is deeply wrong. Now, as far as your own work with PPJ, what would you say is generally the response to what you're doing? Does it range from apathy to animosity? What's your take on that?
Well, everybody that subscribes to the PPJ has done so as a result of my articles in the Times. And then when they respond to me, I tell them I put out this publication, give them the option. When they write back to me as I had no idea this was going on, you know, where can I find more information on this or that? There's always that element in writing, especially when you're out there publicly, that like every month for my news articles or my opinion articles in the Times, there's always that element, 10 to 15% out of maybe 200 emails that are calling down curses on God, from God on me, that are having prayer vigils, hoping God strikes me dead for writing these things because, you know, God told Bush to attack Iraq. I think if God ever talked to Bush, he would have said something more along the line like, shut up, you're lying. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, there's always that faction, that segment that no matter what you say, and I have come to the conclusion that these people are terrified. And what I have written has frightened them. And they retaliate by sending me these hateful emails. On the other side of it, the remaining 80-85% of the mail that I get, and I get a massive amount every day, is where can I find more information? I had no idea this was going on. Who should I be listening to? I refer everyone to the Thomas document locator for the government to research bills, and I said, don't go by the summary because then you'd think we're growing flowers, you know, in the summer, and go to the full-text version, print it out, read it. Read what they actually did.
And that's thomas.loc.gov, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And you can research any bill, print out the entire text. I have enough legislation in my office upstairs that I could open my own library. I go through it line by line, paragraph by paragraph, and break it down to what does it really mean? What did they really do here? And what they're doing is passing laws that are so vague and so broad in interpretation that you virtually cannot take a breath without committing a crime. I mean, it's and that's not being facetious. They have literally gotten it down to that at any point in time, stepping outside of your house can be a crime. Something they can arrest you for. I would like to think, I always think that I can, if I just write the right words, and there's times I'm not a religionist. Don't take that to mean I don't believe in God. I most assuredly do. But I've never been able to handle religion. But there's been times
I'm a Lutheran pastor, and sometimes I wonder about that myself. But go ahead.
But there's times I sit at my keyboard and I'm going to write and I'm literally in tears over something I have found. And I'm not normally an emotional woman. I'm not one of those crybabies. But I'll be sitting and it's like my heart is breaking. And my heart is just breaking. How could this happen? And I just sit there and pray to God to please help me find the words to make people listen. Please put the right words on the page for me. You know, and I've had some success. I'm small. I'm a grain of sand in a huge beach. But I have grandchildren, and regardless of how all of this turns out, I want my granddaughters to know 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that I tried, that I stood up, that I said something. I have a sister who's terrified they're going to shoot me or blow up my car or something. You know, I just can't sit there. And so I do have long conversations with God to please help me. Please help me find the words. You know, put the right words on this page for me. And I just, that's all I can do.
Well, you know, no, go ahead.
You mentioned in one of your commercials, Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. My group also puts on movie nights, what we call movie nights. And this was one of the films that we showed. I was the area coordinator here for that movie before they made it available on DVD. And but we show these movies, A Rock for Sale. That's one, if people haven't seen it, you need to see that DVD. With Terror Storm by Alex Jones. I mean, it just any number of things, trying to get this information out to people and to let them know that there are other people out there who know what's happening. And then people like you who, you know, give people like me the time to rattle on helps too.
Well, but it's absolutely essential. You know, I was talking to Mark Glenn the other day at Crescent and Cross. He's someone that I think you ought to get to know at some point. I might mutually introduce you folks. But, you know, I was telling Mark that when I reviewed the course of my own life, I will be 52 years old this summer. And I look at the number of years that I spent in conventional conservative political activism, some of the frustrations I've had as a professional clergyman with the absolute corruption in the institutional church. I could go on and on with this, but in many respects, I feel that I am a relative newcomer to a better understanding of what has really been going on in this country in my lifetime, and how duped I have been. As someone who has a college and graduate school education, someone who was involved in the inside of the Republican Party for a long time, I feel that I, in many respects, have spent years wasting time without even realizing it. And I say that as a means of encouraging you. I was telling Mark Glenn about some of this stuff, and he was encouraging me to see that, you know, that God has his hand in all things, and that he has, when he brings people to a better understanding of what is going on and motivates them to do whatever they can to do something about it, that's something to be celebrated, number one. And number two, when I think of some other things that Mark Glenn shared with me one day in a phone conversation, and I would say this now to you, you know, you had said to me, Marty, that, you know, you felt that when I invited you to join the Breaking All the Rules Columnist Guild, that you were looking at some of these folks with backgrounds in professional journalism and so forth, and looking at your own background and feeling that didn't measure up. I would say that it measures up in every way, and I think most powerfully when someone with your background catches on to these things and does the kind of research that you've done and has proven to be the type of organizer that you have been in your community and now on the World Wide Web. Here you are now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I pray that this particular broadcast will be heard by thousands of people over time, not only live but in our archives. The point is that this can largely be a question of well-meaning people availing themselves of the information and then having the moral calling and the moral context in which to try and do something, however little that may seem to be, to fight for themselves and their country and their family.
Well, people have said to me, you know, well, I didn't go to college, you know, and that stuff's way over. I didn't either. I have a graduated high school.
Yes.
And I came from a generation where, you know, girls in high school, you were trained to be somebody's wife and a homemaker. You had no financial background. You were trained how to cook. You were, you know, but you weren't trained to manage anything beyond that, because all of that authority was going to be given to your husband, and so you didn't need to concern yourself with that. Those days have passed. Those days have passed. And whether you're male or female, what is at stake here is life as we know it, as free people. So I don't care what your educational background is. If you can speak, you can educate yourself. If you can read, you can grasp what's going on. So there's no excuse for people saying, well, I didn't know. Well, you know, that's way over my head. No, it wasn't. You were just too lazy to do it. And I just, whoever's listening out there, get busy. Get busy.
Yes, it's not only a moral mandate and an intellectual mandate and in the best sense of the word, a spiritual mandate. But when I talk to people like you who come on this show from a variety of walks of life and backgrounds, what seems to emerge is that we all understand the gravity of the situation, generally speaking, and understand that there's but a small window of time and opportunity to use our gifts in the battle that lies ahead. We will be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette when we return.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Marty Oakley of PPJ Gazette up in Minnesota. Before I asked her to state her basic contact information for people who may be interested in receiving the PPJ Gazette, I wanted to remind you again of what my guest on Tuesday, Joe Fields of the Nationalist Forum, was talking about in regard to his No More Wars for Israel conference coming up in Orange County, California on March 24th and 25th. I've been a little bit behind on getting my posting done for BATR News. We'll probably get that up to speed in the next 24 to 48 hours. But at some point, I will have additional information posted at BATR.net/BATR News in regard to Joe's conference. And if you can possibly attend that, I think it would be well worth your time. Marty, what's your basic contact information? What are your goals in the next 6 months or so?
Well, anybody can contact me through ppjg.gazette@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they can send questions, whatever they want to do. My basic goal is to get people educated, to let them know what this legislation that they're passing is really about and what's ahead for us. If we don't step up, if we don't stand up and do something to stop these people, none of us are going to be able to communicate at all because it'll be forbidden. And that's my goal, is just to get the truth out to people. And to do that, I always use, I love when I get in an argument with someone, beating them, I call it beating them to death with their own stuff, using government documents. You know, that's why I say, why are you angry at me? I didn't write this. This is what your government wrote. This is what they're doing to you. And to just get people educated, you know, of what's ahead for us. If we don't start being active as opposed to apathetic.
Yes, it's kind of what Erasmus was talking about during the Protestant Reformation. Return to the sources. Go to the actual sources and see what's being said there. Now, to what extent, you know, I know some days ago on this show, Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network was sounding the alarm about this hate crimes legislation that's an obvious attempt to curtail First Amendment rights.
Right.
Do you see this hate crimes legislation and these proposed attempts to regulate the Internet as the latest tool in the hands of the New World Order to keep the word from getting out?
Because they've already taken away most of the Fourth Amendment, you know, your right to habeas corpus, due process, so on and so forth, your right to privacy to be let alone. You had Newt Gingrich here on TV a couple weeks ago talking about, you know, we need to revisit the First Amendment because they're conducting jihad on the Internet. The jihad that he's talking about is people like us.
Yes, particularly people like us who have access currently on the net to all kinds of publishable, corroborative information on Newt Gingrich and what is really behind him, what he's all about. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My thanks to Marty Oakley today of PPJ Gazette for being on the show. In the next couple of days, I will post information about her at Breaking All the Rules News. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Friends of freedom and liberty, our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media.
There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.